happy. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm a modern man, a man for the millennium. Digital and smoke-free. A diversified, multicultural, postmodern deconstructionist, politically, anatomically, and ecologically incorrect. I've been uplinked and downloaded, I've been inputted and outsourced. I know the upside of downsizing, I know the downside of upgrading. I'm a high-tech lowlife, a cutting-edge, state-of-the-art, bi-coastal multitasker, and I can give you a gigabyte in a nanosecond. I'm new wave, but I'm old school, and my inner child is outward bound. I'm a hot-wired, heat-seeking, warm-hearted, cool customer, voice-activated and biodegradable. I interface with my database is in cyberspace, so I'm interactive, I'm hyperactive, and from time to time, I'm radioactive. Behind the eight ball, ahead of the curve, riding the wave, dodging the bullet, pushing the envelope. I'm on point, on task, on message, and off drugs. I got no need for coke and speed. I got no urge to binge and purge. I'm in the moment, on the edge, over the top, but under the radar. A high-concept, low-profile, medium-range ballistic missionary. A streetwise smart bomb. A Top Gun bottom feeder. I wear power ties. I tell power lies. I take power naps. I run victory laps. I'm a totally ongoing Bigfoot slam dunk rainmaker with a proactive outreach. A raging workaholic. A working rageaholic. Out of rehab and in denial.
Yeah, pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You're lovely.
Look at that taint.
It's always going to have a taint to it.
That really hurt me.
Yeah! Okay.
Even funnier than a barrel of faggots. The Don and Mike Show.
He's a fag.
And now isolated for all time, here is Matt's mom, Paula.
I'm not happy.
We will be able to use that forever to express our displeasure with anything.
I'm not happy.
And if we play it enough times, it'll be burned into Matt's brain.
You couldn't ask for the better underlying tone.
I'm not happy.
I'm not happy.
I'm not happy.
I'm not happy.
That's what Matt's going to have.
Have fun.
Oh, no.
I'm not happy.
No, yeah. He's going to have that with his nightmare tonight when he hears it going over and over and over and over.
I'm not happy. I'm not happy.
Why?
I'm not happy.
Why?
I'm not happy.
Why do you favor rape?
I'm not happy.
Why?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
I'm not happy.
Oh, God.
Delightful.
Oh, God in heaven. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hallowed be thy name.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, I'm drunk. I just got out of prison. I want to talk to Don, Mike.
Hey, you're drunk and you just got out of prison.
Yes.
And I went to pick him up in the rain. But before I could get to the station in my pickup truck, she got run over by a damned old train. Great song.
True story.
True story.
As all country songs.
From David Allen Coe.
I know that is.
Or whoever it was, Mike.
Yeah. Yes.
Edgar Allan Poe.
David Allen Cole.
Yes.
Coe.
So anyway, you're out of the joint.
Yes.
Congratulations.
How long were you in?
3 years.
Yeah. How's your butt?
Tight as a whistle.
Were you violated when you were in prison?
No. That's all Hollywood.
Let's play a game. Let's guess why he got locked up.
I'm sorry?
That's a good game. I like that game.
I'm going to toss out a wild card. I'm going to go B&E.
Breaking and entering.
Wow.
Hello?
You still there?
Oh
dear.
What a shame. I was going to say it was some sort of white-collar crime. Securities fraud.
I was going to say Grand Theft Auto.
Well, hey, why did he hang up?
He's drunk.
Oh, that's right. He's drunk.
Maybe he calls back.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. They all do.
No? He's going to call you back.
They all do. He's a nice boy.
He's going to call you back like Otis the dog up in heaven taking a big poop outside.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
This is I've got a question for Buzz.
I'll do my best.
Of course you do.
Buzz, when you give your newscast, do you get a little irritated at all the interruptions? I mean, You have a good newscast. You pick out little tidbits.
It's one of these guys. I tell you what, pal. How would you like it if Mike and I just shut up and Buzz didn't say anything during the news?
I'd like it.
Well,
no, see, you wouldn't like
ass.
It.
Tough ass.
You wouldn't like that.
Tough ass.
Well, the,
I'd
the
like
question,
it. And, I want to hear the news.
You want to hear the news? Turn on a goddamn news station.
I read the newspaper. I know what's going on. But
good. Good. We do an entertainment show.
It's an entertainment show. It's a comedy show.
Well, the question was, hold on, sir. The question was, does Buzz get irritated? And the answer is yeah. He, quite frankly, he's broken up the studio in a couple of
weeks. He gets quite angry.
It's you know, you don't hear that on the show, but Buzz has quite the temper, as a matter of fact, and it's not the it's not a nice kind of temper too.
There's some broken furniture in here.
Well, there's a little more than that. Why don't you tell the truth about what you really do, Mr. Cigarette Smoker outside? If Don and I pull up our shirts, you can see the scars,
the burns.
Those will heal.
They look like extra nipples, is what they look like.
Those will heal.
Really, but tools like you don't really understand. Do you think Buzz is working over there in conditions that he can't stand and that Buzz leaves every day and says, God, I just wish I could speak? Is that what you truly think? Then you don't get...
I know he wishes he could complete a sentence.
Buzz,
I managed to do that.
Do you wish that all the time? Poor Buzz.
No need to wish that.
Poor Buzz,
I do
who's
it.
Been tied at the ankles for 15 years by Mike and I.
I'm a prisoner. Help me.
Well, I get exasperated listening.
Well, go to hell and change the station.
Wrong show for
you. I have a question for you, though. Seriously, sir. Here's a question for you. You want to help a guy out.
Right.
Yeah, so you're calling us to say that. You think you're helping him? You really think you're helping his cause?
By
seriously calling up when you know we're going to give you a hard time and him a hard time.
You're not helping.
Are you really? If you're that stupid to think you help a person,
and you're wrong.
By calling and dividing us all and you know, divide and conquer and that kind of crap.
The show
have
is.
You ever, is this the first time you've ever heard that?
We've heard that for years.
Have you?
And it's usually somebody with supreme respect.
It's someone who doesn't get the show.
It's someone who is, and the word is, and you know the big words because you said you read the newspaper. Someone really who is. Humorless. What we do around Buzz's news is we punctuate it with sound effects and interruptions and irreverency. That's why it's funny, and because we're still being funny.
And for the record,
but he picks stuff that you don't normally hear about.
Jesus Christ! You know what, dude? Why do you listen to our show?
Yeah, wrong show.
Why do you listen to our show?
Because you're funny, and I know
right. So I guess when the news comes on, you don't want funny.
But that little news segment is a short period of time.
Hold on a second. Wait a minute. Wait. He does get his news stories across.
If you know they're funny, then you have heard them.
I mean, his news stories, what he has at the end of the show, is a platform for all of us doing what we do here. He does. If you are worried about the way that is delivered, that's complete TS.
We talk. We have fun. That's what we do.
But he never gets to finish half the time.
He does finish.
I do.
Jesus, you know, as a matter of fact, he really does finish. See, you don't listen close enough.
You know, really, for a guy who says you're educated and you read the newspaper, you really don't understand the gist of the show, do you?
I know your entertainment. I know.
How old are you? How old are you? If you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
I'm 64. I have a PhD in psychology.
All right.
Well, I don't have a PhD, but I figured out you don't know funny.
I do. You are funny. I'm not saying you're not.
No, but you don't understand that the funny end of that. I mean, that's what we kind of do with the news.
And you sound like a tremendous old fart. Let Buzz finish a sentence.
Oh, finish a sentence, sir. We don't let anybody finish sentences on this show.
Well, I just think that Buzz is probably exasperated with it. I know he is.
Oh, you know what? I am so tired. Old man, I swear to God, I'd beat you with your cane. I would beat you with your cane right now.
I'm not that much older than you guys. Trust me.
Well,
you're about 20 years older than
I would
we
say
are.
20 years older is significant.
I can hit a golf ball 350 yards.
I challenge you. You cannot hit a golf ball 350 yards.
I got a hole
that is a lie.
343 yards about 3 years ago.
From how? Now you're speaking to. Now I think we got a wingnut here. You got a hole in one from 343 yards.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where do you tee off from? Like the top of the Chrysler Building.
Your wife said
it was a par four.
It was a par four.
What did your wife have her legs spread? what's the par on that hole?
My wife is 20 years younger than
now
I am.
What are you bored in the afternoon? You just wanted to stir up some stuff?
I'm just driving from a hole-in tournament where I got third.
You know, I guess when you can't have solid stools, at a certain age when you have to wear diapers.
You know, you we're giving him exactly what he wants. Listen up. He is so filled with joy right now. This is what you wanted.
I want to hear the news.
No, it's
not. Hey, listen, here's the news. We hate you. There's the news. We hate you.
Okay.
And, yes, you're absolutely right. We are forcing Buzz to be here against his will. And every day he's screaming, please let me out of this prison.
See, that's okay. The joy. The joy is that you wanted to stir up some mess, right? That's what the goal was.
Oh, it's been festering for about 3 weeks.
No, but hold on. Answer. Now listen, we've answered your questions.
That's right, because we've only
dealt with you. You're an alleged PhD in psychology. You wanted to stir up some mess.
It's been festering through three weeks because, as you know, Mike, we've recently changed the format.
Yeah, it's new.
To start talking during the news.
Mm-hmm.
It's only been for 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's a new thing we tried.
No, you've been doing it forever.
Right, yes. And you've been listening forever.
So why would you call and bitch about it? If you don't like it, listen, maybe you've not gotten this from us. We really don't value your opinion.
I know that. Why would you bother calling?
You wanted to stir up some stuff, right?
I didn't want to stir up
anything. Oh, yes, you did. You're a PhD in psychology. You knew that was going to happen.
I just know you guys.
Hold on. Why don't you answer that when I say that? You knew that was going
to
happen.
I did not want to stir up. I said, no, I do not. I did not want to.
I find that hard to believe. Just like your 350-yard drive.
343.
I find that hard to believe. It must have been a real dry day, and you were going downhill.
Here's today's head story. Here's today's headline top story.
Okay.
Some woman who's married to a man who's in his 60s, but as you said, she's 20 years younger, while he was calling a radio show, she was banging some guy at his country club. And the whole time he was banging her, he said, why won't they let Buzz talk?
Your wife, are you married, sir?
I just told you, my wife's 20 years younger.
Is she really? She's 20 years younger? Do you spend a lot of time on the golf course?
3 days a week.
Does she work for a living?
Yes, she does.
So she's out of the house quite a bit.
4 days a week.
Does she travel for work?
30 minutes.
30 minutes to and from?
Right.
Okay.
Where's she at right now?
Do you know?
At work.
Oh.
So she says.
Yeah. Oh, here we
so
go.
So she says.
A lot of out-of-town trips.
Where does she work? Hooters?
No.
What does she do for a living?
Sucks
She's
D.
in insurance.
Sucks D.
Is she
She's
Russian?
In insurance.
Is she Russian? Did you pay for her visa to come over here?
No.
How many pills how many pills do you have to take before you can satisfy your 20-year younger wife?
Not many.
Not many?
Not many.
Not many, but you have to take a few.
Yeah, that's probably why you're angry about the news. Mm-hmm. It's all
I mean,
about...
obviously you had a little something you wanted to get off your chest.
It's all about your soft penis. Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's like I said, it's just been festering for a few weeks.
It's been festering, but you decided to talk about it on the radio.
You're not allowed to listen anymore.
Here's the good news.
I knew you wouldn't listen to me, but...
Oh, no, we've listened to you. We've given you
Wait, hold on a second. Mr. PhD, you knew we wouldn't listen to you. So you knew it would not... Hold on. You knew it wouldn't be well-received, right?
Right.
Exactly. But yet you say you didn't want to stir anything up. So you had the knowledge that it wouldn't be well received. You called anyway, but it was there was no intention to stir things up. I say to you, sir, you are not only married to a younger woman.
You're a fraud.
You, sir, are a fraud and liar.
A fraud.
Liar!
A liar.
Listen
liar.
To this sound. Get used to this sound. Oops, hold on. Wrong sound. Get used to this one.
Time
you
running.
Know what that is? Mm-hmm. That's your life.
Time running out.
And you're wasting time.
I'm very healthy.
You're wasting time bitching at a radio show that will never listen to you.
And you're deluded when you said the thing about you're close to our age. No, you're 20 years older than we are.
And right now your wife years? Right now your wife can't say anything because she's got something in her mouth.
I thought you guys...
Yes, she said she's at work. No, we're not in our 50s, sir. Not yet.
No, we're not.
Not all yet, right. Thank God.
Okay, so I'm a lot older.
Yes, you are.
I'm probably closer to Buzz's age. That's why...
There it is with Buzz again. You know, and just one time... Over. You know, enough of this with this guy. Goodbye.
So long, sir.
Goodbye.
Hope you enjoyed your visit.
I'll pee on your grave.
Thanks for helping.
You'd be a lot happier if you came out of the closet.
Hey, I thought we hung up on him. Is he gone or is he gone?
He's gone.
Once he comes out of the closet, he's going to be fine. He has a lot of demons.
Jesus Christ.
Meanwhile, I picture this the whole movie scenario where there's this woman in the two-piece tan business suit that's like got one button missing, you know, and she's like, oh, hi, honey. Hi, I had another tough day at work. Like lipstick all smeared over her face.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio guys.
Kind of like Michael Scott's girlfriend on The Office.
Yeah, exactly.
She looks like that.
Incidentally, right. and just for our own edification here, in golf circles, you know, the whole idea of I hit a 350-yard drive, the whole thing, that ain't done in golf, okay, really. You keep it on the QT. You know, if you hit 350-yard drives, you don't come out and say it.
Can Tiger Woods do that?
Rarely. I mean, they all hit the ball over 300 now, 318. But, I mean, 350 yards, that's John Daly stuff. That's amazing.
Hi there. Don and Mike show. Hello. Hey, hi.
Hey, I just wanted to know, this morning as I'm doing my daily commute to work, I was listening to Mike and Mike in the Morning, and your boy Mark Schlereth is on there.
Yeah.
And he threw a plug-in for your show.
Oh, good.
Stinky guy.
Thank you, Stinky.
Yeah. He was going on talking about how he's going to be on a soap opera, and then he threw out the whole thing about you guys or was joking on him about
it. He's a good guy. Stinky.
Said, you know, even gave the hours of the show, so I just wanted to give you all a heads up.
He's a good guy. He's a football player who's been hit in the head about 1,000 times, but even he gets what we do.
And aren't we on a couple of stations where those guys are on, too?
So Mike maybe and Mike?
Yeah, very good. Yeah. That's a good thing.
I like Mike.
That's it. I like the other guy.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
I hate Mike, though.
And don't you think that there's a part of Buzz that loves it when people call with that? Because he very quietly protests from the back of the room like, well.
Do you want an honest answer?
Yes.
Being in that same situation?
Yeah.
You know, when it's divide and conquer?
Yeah.
There is not one fiber of him that gives a rat's ass about that. It is nothing but trouble.
Right.
It is nothing but misery. It is nothing but hell.
Right.
I swear to God.
I know
that from being in a similar position.
Well,
it's BS. And the guys that do that have one thing and one thing in mind.
Right.
They want to just throw some gasoline to get a little S-storm going.
I don't know. I just thought that Buzz sits back. And I mean, there's not.
I spoke up a couple of times.
Sure, but there's a part of you that's probably, yeah, it's about time.
No.
God, reading my mind.
I don't think so.
I've said it before.
I'm just goofing him.
It's an entertainment show. I'm lucky to be here. I'm glad to be here.
No, that's
fun.
No, that's BS. That's BS.
That's crap.
The other part I said was true, but that is all crap. That is unadulterated crap.
Well, sure.
I mean, come on. If we're talking turkey here, you know.
Hold on. I got that drunk guy back.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Was that the guy that was the first call of this
prison?
Break?
The prison drunk.
What's up?
Is this the guy that just got out of prison?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, now can we play the game?
Yeah. All right. We're going to play the game legitimately right now. Why? Mm-hmm. Now, first of all, did you accidentally hang up the phone because you were drunk?
Well, my fat ass cheek hit the off button on the court list.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Okay, we're going to play the game. Now, don't say anything yet, sir, until we're ready. We're going to play the game. What were you in for? It was 3 years.
I'm going with B&E.
Breaking and entering is Don.
I'm going to say a weapons charge.
I might say, since he's drinking, multiple DUIs.
Car theft or carjacking.
Car theft.
Stealing a car.
All right, now we've all guessed, sir.
Now that you all guessed?
Yes.
I spent 3 years in prison for cleaning out my wife's bank account in our separation divorce.
Wow. Well, now, why would anyone jail you for that? As Mike stands up.
Mike had it.
You're my man. You're my man.
Why would anyone jail you, friend? Why? Because I used her ATM card. When I came home one day, the furniture, everything was gone. And I used her ATM card to clear out $1,500.
Wow.
And that, sir, is unlawful use of a computer.
Wow.
And that's a 1-3, and I did all but 4 months of 3 years.
Wow.
Well, how did you do the whole stretch?
Yeah.
What did you do? Were you a bad boy in the joint?
No. Come on now. That's all Hollywood.
No, it's not Hollywood. I mean, were you well-behaved? Why did you do...
I was in Pennsylvania. I was in Camp Hill State Prison. As a maximum security,
but you had to go to jail for had to go to maximum security for taking money from your wife's ATM.
Yes.
Why? Why max security?
Well, everybody in Pennsylvania goes to Camp Hill to get classified, and the prison needs to be run by inmates. So they stuck me on the other side of the prison.
All right, friend.
Okay. And I worked in the auto shop, but whatever, but yeah.
Yeah, right, okay.
How did you end up doing all but 4 months of the 3 years?
Well, I refused to take their alcohol and drug treatment.
Hello. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye!
Thanks a lot.
Right, bye-bye.
That's why he's drinking again.
It didn't take us long to get to the bottom of that.
You know, it seemed to me if you're doing that kind of like a stretch where you could be out of like inside of a year, and
yeah.
We'd like you to take this test. No.
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 And now he's out of prison and he's drunk this afternoon.
Yes.
Mike, I have a question for you as we go to our next break of exciting radio.
Yes, absolutely.
Could you do 12 sit-ups?
12 sit-ups or push-ups?
Hold on.
Push-ups, I believe.
Hey, hold on. Let me read the article.
What we're dealing with here.
Travis thing.
Mm-hmm.
Push-ups.
Push-ups.
Mike, push-ups. Can you do 12 push-ups?
Yes.
Ask me.
Can you do 12 push-ups?
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Buzz?
Yes, I can.
How about you, Bobo?
We should break.
Yesterday, we talked about our good friend Travis.
Right.
Who has an article written about him in the newspaper.
Yeah. Did you read it all?
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah.
Where he said he can do 2 push-ups. It's a whole big thing with his gym.
It's a wonderful story, and the part in there that I enjoy the most is what his trainer refers to him as, Angry Travis. I really think we need to tap into that.
We talked about this a little bit yesterday, so we'll get the article going, and we'll talk to Angry Travis when we come right back.
A.T.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.